Good morning, everyone. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Wellness Wednesday. If you recognize this voice, you're not crazy. It's me, Shane Iverson. As many of you know, after a long career over at KYUK, I'm now with the City of Bethel Parks and Recreation Department, but always glad to be returning to the airwaves, a place I love connecting with everyone around the YK Delta. I've got a guest with me. He's new to town, and he's a great person. He's with the Jesuit Volunteer Corps Northwest program, Paul Gianetti. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Shane.
And welcome to Bethel as well.
Yeah, thanks. It's been a nice welcome.
So he's working with Parks and Rec, with aquatics and programming. Paul, how's your time started so far?
It's been good. I've been adjusting to life here in Bethel. It's been nice to get to know the community members through the swim lessons that I'm teaching and kind of, trying to organize some community events. We had the tree planting event go really well this past weekend. It's been really fun to get to know everybody.
Yeah, great start. Great start to the community. If you are curious about Paul, or just head up to the fitness center. He's the big, tall, blonde dude. I can't miss him.
I have a mustache, too.
And a beard at this moment.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about some of the things Paul's been working on, but for this episode of Wellness Wednesday, we want to get into the top 10 things you don't know about the YK Fitness Center. Top 10 things you don't know about the YK Fitness Center. So go ahead and turn your brain on. Think about all the many things you do know about the fitness center, and we hope to blow your mind with some new interesting facts about it and fitness in general as it relates to the City of Bethel. So Paul, coming in at number one, what do you think the number one thing people don't know about the fitness center?
That would be our EAP.
The EAP.
Yeah, our Equitable Access Program. Basically what it is it makes the gym more affordable and more accessible for people that need that.
Yeah.
This
is a big one, you guys. So this was passed by the city council, I don't know when, but it is on the books, and major discounts. What kind of discounts are we talking about, Paul?
We're talking about 25% off, 50% off, and even 75% off memberships.
That's right. So if you've ever heard anyone say something like, oh, I'd like to go to the pool, but it's too expensive, or can't afford it, or got too many mouths to feed, got bills due, whatever the reason. Someone who's in that situation very likely applies or is eligible for one of these discounts. And Paul just said it, 25%, 50%, literally even 75%.
Yeah.
And I've seen some people come in and they qualified for the 75% deal. How's it work?
So basically, you're just going to walk in. We have a kind of matrix there where you point out how many people you have in your family, what kind of income you're making every year, and then whatever category you fall under, you just tell us, basically. You don't really need any proof. But, yeah, just come in, tell us where you're at, how many people that you want on the membership, and yeah, we'll work with you. We'll make sure we, get you all sorted out.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. I'm really grateful that the city council went ahead and approved that, because it allows everyone, exactly equitable access to the gym. We do need to make sure that the rec center and Parks and Rec are sustainable if we want them to continue in this town. So, charging is something that Bethel does, and most municipalities around the United States do that. So it's not completely afforded just from like our sales tax, for example. So this just makes sure that everyone can do it. No matter how big your family or no matter how low your income, when you're looking at a 75% discount, that's pretty substantial. And there's, a lot of reasons you and your family could be using the pool and the rec center, which we'll get into more here in a little bit, but you know, just to really drive the point of how easy it is to access, literally just two pieces of information. You said it's what is it?
It's your annual income and how many people in your family.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, bam. If you know those two things, head up to the rec center. Whoever's ever at the front desk, just let them know, hey, I got, you know, five people in my house. We make $75,000 a year, for example, and they're quickly going to be able to give you that discount. And that discount applies for how long?
It applies just on your membership for all things. So it'll be a monthly membership if that's what you're looking for, an annual membership if that's what you're looking for. And you can also apply it to day passes as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it's that discount goes on your account. So you're good for a full year of discounts if you want to, you know, keep re-upping your monthly membership or if you just want a day pass. And then when your year's up, we'll ask you to report that again if you want to try to apply for that as well. So yeah, if you have not inquired about the EAP program yet, Equitable Access Program, I highly recommend you do so at your next visit to the rec center. And hopefully that visit comes very soon.
Mm-hmm. You can also find it on the website. There's a link to the EAP. So that has that same matrix that we were talking about earlier. So yeah.
Check it out. Yeah. See what you apply for. And you know, even if you don't feel like your finances in your household don't feel that strained, I would just suggest check it out anyway. You might be eligible for like a 25% discount. And if that helps you get motivated to get in there, get fit, get healthy for yourself, for your family, whatever your reasons, we're all for it. So, all right, number one, EAP. All right, number two, on the top 10 things you don't know about your rec center, what do we got, Paul?
Okay, so number two would be fitness challenges. So coming up in October, we have this thing called Squat-tober. So that will be a 21-day workout plan, and you can sign up. And if you complete those 21 days, you'll get a raffle ticket. You'll be entered into a raffle for prizes that are currently undisclosed. But yeah, we have that. We're also going to do fitness bingo. So you can come by and pick up a bingo card, fill that out. Same thing. You're going to get some raffle tickets if you complete that. So yeah, it's definitely a good way to get involved. Bring your friends, bring your family. And it's a really good way to stay motivated and stay fit.
Yeah, how's that work? Like, you know, when we've done fitness challenges in the past, I know you talked to some staff members about it, even if you weren't here. Like, what do they have to say? What's the purpose?
Well, the purpose is to just kind of get the community doing one thing together. When you're looking to your left and to your right and you see someone doing the same thing, that makes it that much easier to do. If your buddy's on your right hand and he's doing 10 reps and you're only doing six, that's gonna motivate you to go a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a good way to get involved. It's a good way to push each other, and it's a good way to stay accountable to the people around you. So you're making sure you're in the gym every day and getting healthy.
All right, fitness challenge. You know, some people might remember the Kuskokwim 300 fitness challenge we did back in January, and that was a fun one. We kind of mimicked, you know, a 300-mile trail through running, swimming and biking, and that was a good one. So yeah, we're trying to build on that fun, and should be a good time. When is so we got, you said fitness bingo
that will be rolling out within the next few days.
So give a couple of examples of like type of things people might be challenged to do during fitness bingo.
Yeah, so one square might be 50 push-ups or a 3-mile walk or a 5-mile bike ride, something along those lines, something that's really you know, manageable for all age groups and all skill levels, but also something that if you do 3, 4, 5 of these squares can be a pretty good workout.
Right on. Yeah. And Squat-tober?
And Squat-tober, yeah. So that'll be a leg-focused exercise. If you guys know David, he's going to take a lot of charge on this as well. He's planning that out as we speak. But
Shout out to David Chakuchin up at the gym.
Yeah, so basically, that's going to be a 3-week thing. There's going to be beginner, intermediate, and advanced levels, and we will give you the workouts. All you have to do is follow the workouts. And we're going to test, for example, you can test your max squat at the beginning of this program and at the end of this program and see, you know, where you're at and how much progress you've made. And yeah, the exercises themselves, this goes for the bingo as well. The exercises themselves will be kind of at your discretion if you need to change them up a little bit for accessibility reasons, or if you're older and you can't do certain things, that's obviously fine. But the main goal is to just get in and stay accountable to yourself and to the people around you.
Awesome. Fitness challenges coming in at number two. Number three on things you probably don't know about the fitness center.
Yeah. So speaking of David, every morning at 5:45 a.m., he does morning muscles. Or not every morning, sorry.
Most mornings, Monday, several
Mondays,
mornings.
Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5:45.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's more of like a boot camp type thing. So you'll be in the fitness studio, and he's running those classes. He gets pretty fired up about them. He has a lot of energy. So if you guys can check it out, if you guys are early birds and you want to, you know, start your day off right, definitely check it out and say hi to David.
Yeah, what type of clientele, you know, are we seeing coming into those morning camps?
Yeah, it's more, I would say, well, older is a relative term, but certainly older than me. People that are, you know, middle age, in mm-hmm. their 30s and 40s, parents before they have to send their kids to school, that type of stuff.
Yeah, I think like some people are able to get in like a workout later in the day, but yeah. Other people, their day just really fills up, and if they don't get it in the morning, it just like never happens for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good way to kind of start your day off right, get your mind right, get your body right before you're you have to take care of the kids, or you have to go off to work or even school. I mean, if you want to wake up early and come to that in the morning before school, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's time, like they're done, so you got time to take a shower and get some breakfast in before you get to work.
Yeah.
Drop your kids off at school after the workout. Morning muscles. Yeah, they're really well-rounded. Really well-rounded workouts, and I think each one has a little bit different. Each morning has a little bit different focus. Like one might be more strength training, another more cardiovascular, mm-hmm. and then I think another more mobility.
Yeah,
kind of
mobility is a big focus too. Yeah,
which is great. I'm highly highly in favor of staying mobile as we age. So yeah, morning muscles starting at 5:45. Come check it out. You know, see how it does for you. Some people are surprised that they like working out in the mornings. Other people already know that about themselves.
Yeah.
All right, coming in at number four, things you do not know about the YK Delta Fitness Center.
Yeah, so number four, along those same lines, every Monday and Friday, there are water polo sessions. So there's a group of people that come every Monday and Friday. I think it's 7:30 p.m. They're there to play water polo. It's a ton of fun. It's a good workout. If you can't get your workouts in, you can just come to water polo. It's a good way to connect with others and get that cardiovascular health up and running.
Yeah, I've done it before. I played some water polo in my day, and it's truly an incredible workout. It's really like nothing I've ever done, and I've done all sorts of workouts from, you know, resistance training to running and high impact sports and whatever. The thing about water polo, for one, it gets you in the water. So like all the weight comes off your joints, really low impact. But at the same time, it's full body.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, your body is, you know, we have the warmest pool in the state and one of the warmest in the country, probably usually at 84 degrees. But still, that's, you know, less than your body temperature. So your body is having to keep you warm. And that burns a lot of calories. That burns more calories than your typical workout would even do. So you're getting that benefit. And then there's just like the communal experience of having fun with people that I think, you know, we all find pretty motivating.
Yeah, definitely.
Go see your friends, do something fun. And it's not something you need to be intimidated about. There are a few really good players, But I, you know, when I know when I was playing, I was a novice, and there were players that were better than me and some that were worse, and there's kids there. So like, you know, when I think of water polo before I played myself here, I thought of like big burly men and women, really strong, really powerful swimmers, throwing hard. And that can be a little bit intimidating, but this is a good group. You know, you're going to be able to find people at your level to play against. You know, if you're new to it, I'm pretty sure you're going to get matched up to defend someone who's also new. You know, if you're not one of the stronger players, you're going to find someone on the other team who's also not one of the stronger players. And then all the stronger players get a match up against each other, and you know, they can work each other while you kind of compete at your level. So it's a good time.
Cool.
Yeah. Mondays and Fridays. Yeah, I used to play at Fridays, and then the following got big enough, they expanded it to 2 days. So definitely an awesome thing, and a workout I really don't think you can beat.
Yeah, full body. Can't complain.
All right, what's number five on the list?
Number five on the list is that the pool is always open for adults.
Ah, good point.
Yeah. So assuming you're over 18 and you have a membership to the pool, you can always come in. You just got to sign a waiver if there's no lifeguard. But yeah, it's always open. You're always able to come in and work out. So if you have 20 minutes during lunch, you don't need to worry about whether there's a lifeguard or not. Just come on in and get your workout in.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who take advantage of it throughout the day. You know, we're pretty steady with, you know, one or two people swimming laps in the pool, just making use of their time, getting a good workout in. Like I said, there's so many benefits to water working out. And I think especially as we get older, you know, resistance training, running, there's a certain amount of risk involved with those. Water has its own risk, but impact to your joints is not one of them. And so it's a really good thing, you know, for those, you know, I'm 45 and only getting older by the day. You know, each day kind of brings about its new challenges, but I think water is really an equalizer for everybody. So I'd highly encourage you to come check it out. And, you know, Paul, I think some people, this is not a town that's been swimming for a long time and it's cold. So, you know, we're just kind of used to being bundled up, and I'm not sure everyone's like super used to being in a swimming suit in front of other people, honestly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I just want to throw it out there that usually throughout the day, there's not many people in the pool. We definitely, you know, we've got some classes. Who have you been teaching classes to?
Yeah, I've been teaching classes to some students from KLA, some students from McCann. Yeah, those are the main two so far, but, you know, looking to always expand. So if you guys, if anybody wants to bring in a group or has some connections that they want to make, stop by the gym, let me know. I can reach out to people, set up some more classes. You know, I'm always trying to look for stuff to do. So, yeah.
So, yeah, when the students aren't in there during the workday, it's generally pretty quiet, pretty slow, you know? It's like a good time. Most people who go in there are going to find themselves, maybe one or two others, and so it's a good time to just kind of do your own thing in the pool. So I highly encourage anyone who's got free time throughout the day. You're going to get a nice, pleasant, quiet experience in the swimming pool. Work out. All right. What do we make it to? Five? Halfway there?
Yeah. So far, so
all
good.
All right. Back end of the list. Again, if you're just joining us, it's Shane Iverson and Paul Gianetti from the YK Fitness Center and the City of Bethel Parks and Recreation Department, counting down the top 10 things you don't know about the rec center here on Wellness Wednesday. And we've made it to number six on the list.
Yeah, so number six, pretty exciting news upcoming in the future here. There's going to be a phase two expansion of the YK Fitness Center. It's going to be a gym, a basketball court, actually maybe two basketball courts.
Maybe three basketball
maybe
courts.
Three basketball
I think
courts.
That's what people really don't know is exactly what's going in there.
Yeah. So from what I remember, January 2027, is that the timeline?
You got that right. Yeah, we should be open to the public by shortly after New Year's 2027. And So most people, you might know that the gym is being expanded. You've probably seen the dirt if you've headed over to the fitness center. There's a big lot going in there that's going to be where the gym and new parking area are. But let me kind of try to visually break it down for you. It's going to be a long gym. There's going to be three what we would call side courts, meaning not the main courts. Three side courts. They're regulation for middle school. So they'll be, you know, probably similar in size to the old Armory gym in terms of length and width, I would imagine. Certainly those sizes are smaller than the high school courts we have here in town currently. So three of those, and each of those three courts will also have striping for volleyball and pickleball. And there'll be places to put volleyball nets, obviously. And then on top of that, overlapped will be a full-size high school regulation basketball court. It'll have hoops that kind of come down. We'll bring them down when we need them from the roof, from the ceiling, rather. And then each side court and each main court will have a scoreboard. That'll be cool. We'll have stand seating for 120 people for the main court. For the side courts, there really won't be seating. We tried to maximize the space for play, which means we had to minimize the space for seating. So it was kind of a one or the other there. So there will be seats for the main court, but when you're playing on the side courts, you know, it's going to be like pull up a chair and squeeze in, which those of you who played in the Armory years ago, it'll be no big deal. Or if you're used to playing in, like, you know, older village basketball courts, you know what it is to just kind of squeeze into the side and make use of it. So no big deal there. On top of that, we'll have a video projector. There'll be speakers and two new bathrooms to go with it, a water station, and a storage area for more equipment. So we can have all sorts of fun games to play. If you have something that you want to make sure we have included, just get a hold of us and get a following going, and we can do it. So it's going to be an amazing new place for this community about a year and a half out. So yeah, the gymnasium. Cool. Keep your eye on it.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. It's going to be a good way to connect with others. Another reason to come to the gym.
Yeah,
get your memberships.
It's really going to keep us busy over there. I think it's going to change the face and the feel of the gymnasium throughout the day. And for those of us who are older, I mean, we're like, oh gosh, to play open gym now, you got to stay up late. And if you want to play in tournaments, you got to stay up really late to play. So hopefully now we can, like, get back to some decent hours for the community to play some basketball. Should be a good time.
Sweet.
All right. Number 7 on the list, top 10 things you don't know about the YK Delta Fitness Center.
Yeah, so this is kind of new within the past week, but all the machines, all the exercise machines now have QR codes.
QR codes for the machines. What's that going to let us do?
So each machine is going to have a QR code, which you can scan with your phone, and it's going to link you to a YouTube video that shows you exactly how to use the machine. So if you guys don't know how to use a certain machine and there's nobody around that can kind of, give you a walkthrough, an introduction, just scan that QR code and watch a demonstration and implement it into your workout. It's great.
That's so awesome. I think for someone who's beginning, you know, you take advantage of that EAP program, Equitable Access Program, get your discount, whatever it is, 50%, 75%, and, you know, you go into the weight room, and if you're not used to lifting weights, it can be intimidating for people.
Yeah, it's scary.
How'd you learn to lift, Paul?
I learned through YouTube, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, in middle school, my free time, watching YouTube videos, that type of stuff. It's definitely a good way to learn if you guys are, you know, nervous about that. Nobody's going to judge you. It's a judgment-free zone anyway, but the QR codes are a really good way to kind of get a visual demonstration of what exactly you need to do, all the physical cues to, you know, make that lift as productive and as safe as possible.
Yeah, that's such a good thing for, you know, especially beginners, but you could be a seasoned weight lifter, resistance training. It doesn't mean you know how to use every machine you come across.
Exactly, yeah. And those pictures that are on the machines aren't always the best of help. So having that QR code is definitely a good thing.
And then even when you know the basics, there's still little tips and tricks that
definitely
a good video can help you work through. And
yeah,
so that'll help you lift smart and lift safe as well. So very cool. Lots of reasons if you haven't been to the fitness center, you know, between the discount and now QR codes to help you know what all the machines are. It's just hopefully easier and easier and more accessible for all the good people out there who want to use it. All right, getting to the end of our list. Top 10 things you don't know about the fitness center. Hit us up with number 8, Paul.
Yeah, so we're going to switch gears here a little bit more health focused and just some facts about health. So one thing we have here is that exercising for 30 minutes a day reduces the likelihood of diabetes, heart disease, and even some cancers. So whatever that may be, if that's just walking on the treadmill, if that's lifting weights, if that's, you know, hopping in the pool for water polo, or just lap swimming, anything that, you know, gets you moving, gets your heart rate up, it has tremendous benefits for your long-term health. And just, it's just another reason to, you know, get in the gym, get that EAP going. It's great.
I think I like that it's like, there's that research on 30 minutes of activity. I think people make the mistake of thinking that to have a good workout, they have to do like an hour or an hour and a half. You know, and then when you add in time it takes to get ready, it's, you know, for a busy person, that's kind of a serious time investment. You only have so many free hours in a day, you know, call it, if you're working a full-time job, it's a few free hours a day when you're not either working, eating, or sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really good to just keep in mind, you don't have to commit a lot of time to fitness if you're consistent. If you just kind of work it into your day.
Yeah. What's also cool is that 30 minutes is regardless of skill level. So if you're a beginner or you're an expert, it has the same effects. So it's great. If you don't know how to do anything and you just want to walk on the treadmill, or you want to come in and scan some QR codes and try a couple things out, that's the most important thing. It's just 30 minutes. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I highly encourage everyone to get in there. And hey, even if 30 minutes sounds like a lot, go for 15. You know, I've gone for periods of my life where life just felt hectic and stressful. And the trick for me was just being like, okay, if I have 15 minutes, you know, I can do 15 minutes, get in, I'd do something like get on a bike. And then usually 15 minutes would come and I'd be like, I can go another 5, I can go another 10.
Yeah.
And then on days where I couldn't, I just call it good. But that kind of consistency really leads to like positive results, both for your mental and physical well-being.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right. It doesn't have to be long, you guys. It doesn't have to be long. You can just head up there, do a little workout, just set a goal that's achievable, you know? It's not about putting in maximum effort every day. Just something that you can actually do and that you want to do every day, that you will be able to say yes to day in and day out.
Yeah, and it might take a little bit of trial and error, you know, to find where you're really going to enjoy your exercise. If it may be in the pool, it may be with the weights, it may be doing dance classes in the studio, or like Zumba or whatever your niche is. Just getting in and getting mobile and getting active is always, you're never going to regret it.
All right, number 9 on the list, just a couple to go.
Yeah, so along those same lines here, from a mental side, when you exercise, your brain releases endorphins that improve mood and mental well-being. So that's a great aspect of you know, exercise. I mean, in today's world, everything's so hectic, it's so full of stress, it's so fast-paced. Mm-hmm. So kind of slowing down, taking a little bit of time to work out will make you feel better physically, but also from a mental side.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, I wonder why that is. Like, why do we, what's the theory behind why working out makes you feel better? You know, I mean, like, in the moment, especially if it's a hard workout, your muscles might be burning, your lungs might be burning, it might not feel comfortable, it might not feel quote unquote good at the moment.
Yeah.
But you're saying the research says,
yeah,
overall,
the research says that following that workout, you're going to feel a heck of a lot better. So yeah, and if you're stacking up those days, if you're doing your 15, 20, 30 minutes of workout every day, that's 6-7 days in a row where you're feeling a little bit better. And that kind of compounds, and you know, it's going to improve your mental well-being.
Yeah, I just think of like how much, you know, you're talking about endorphins, but you know, a lot of messages are carried through the body using electricity, using fluids, and anything that kind of gets your electric system running and gets fluids pumping throughout your body. I feel like you're just kind of like, you're kind of breathing life into your body instead of like it's sitting there not really firing. You know, your joints aren't getting the kind of movements that help them, you know, stay as youthful as possible.
Yeah.
And then you are kind of in control of what your body's going to do, you know, and kind of goes back to that, like, use it or lose it. I think, you know, most of us who have gotten past our prime remember what it's like to wake up, you know, feeling good without aches and pains. And I can just say for myself, like, when I exercise, as long as I don't overdo it and as long as I do it in a healthy way, yeah, my mental attitude, my body just feels so much better, much better.
Yeah.
You know, I do coaching, and one thing we notice, like with kids, you know, we've talked about people kind of middle age and above, but with kids, what I notice with sports is when you're coaching like a bunch of kids, they're all coming into that practice with their own experiences, with their own life experiences. And you know, some kids might have had a really tough day at school or at home. And some of those kids have tough days more often than not. And what I would always tell them, and I think it worked really well with the kids who could incorporate it, is that when you're here exercising, this is our opportunity to just focus on whatever we're all focused on. And this is a time to forget about the things that are troubling us, the stresses of the day, the things that bother us, the things that hurt us, and just focus on doing our best at this particular activity. And I think just even though we're presenting a new stress, like a physical stress, it allows you to drop all of those other stresses that can just like sit on you all day, the things that can wear on you at night while you're trying to sleep. Yeah. Just drop all that. And I think it's hard to just kind of have a totally blank mind. So doing things like sports and exercise allow like one point of focus, and then everything else can kind of fall aside. And it's really good for you. It's really good to drop those things that ail you.
Yeah. And it's just stacking small wins every day. 15 minute workout. That's a win. That's a goal completed. You're always going to feel better after you complete a goal. So yeah.
All right. Well, we've got everyone who's been listening to this top 10. We are at the last one, the 10th thing you don't know about the fitness center.
Yeah. So this is going to be twofold. Well, first, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but exercise improves sleep quality. So every minute you're exercising, that 30 minutes that we're talking about here, that workout every day, it's going to help you sleep better at night. You're going to be a little bit more exhausted. You're going to be a little bit more satisfied with the day. It's going to help you both physically and mentally. It's going to de-stress you. And yeah, when your head hits the pillow at night, you're going to be happy that you did a workout, and you're going to feel good about yourself, and you're going to be able to sleep just that little bit easier.
That's such a good point, man. There's nothing, I mean, the research just shows more and more how essential sleep is. And if you're getting poor sleep, chances are your health is probably also poor or getting poorer. And conversely, as you improve it, you know, as you get those 8 hours sleep roughly, or, you know, the quality of your sleep of that 8 hours improves, you're going to be doing better in every aspect of your life. So, time spent on lifting weights, swimming, walking, jogging, biking, that time's going to be made up for several fold just through rest alone.
Yeah.
All right, Paul, great list. That's the top 10 things that you didn't know about the fitness center. Remember, we're going to swing back to that number one thing. If you have not asked about the Equitable Access Program, please do so. You might be able to get some hundreds of dollars off of your annual memberships, monthly memberships, and day passes for you and your family. So it's a really good program. You know, the city of Bethel doesn't want anyone to miss out on the opportunities at the rec center. So that's what the Equitable Access Program is all about, making sure everyone has a chance to take advantage of the many wonderful things Paul and I just discussed.
Yeah, take advantage of it. Check up on the Facebook page. That's where you're going to find a lot of information about different classes that are going on, different rec swim times, that type of stuff. Yeah, so just keep posted on Facebook, check the website, and yeah, we're excited to see you guys.
All right. That's going to do it for this edition of Wellness Wednesday. Thanks so much to KYUK and everyone who supports public radio. You know, we couldn't bring this message to you without people like you who support public radio in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Have a great morning and a great day. We hope to see you at the Fitness Center.
Take care, everyone.